As humans, we continue to struggle to put our existence and experiences in a context that can be communicated to others. We each believe we are right, that we are the hero of our own story, and to a certain extent, that we have all the answers. There are many manifestations of this in our society. One of the most visible is bumper sticker wisdom, whereby we attempt to distill all of our personal philosophy to less than 6 words and a picture that we can display to the world. Symbols are powerful. Public art is important. As examples, St. Petersburg becomes Leningrad and becomes St. Petersburg again. We invade Iraq and pull down statues of Saddam Hussein. Mount Rushmore is carved on the face of mountains that were granted to the Lakota people in perpetuity. AIM, the American Indian Movement, begins the creation of the Crazy Horse Monument nearby to bring a different symbol to the region. We live and die by these symbols, for these symbols. With successive generations, there are attempts to change and erase symbols for good and for ill. If you were to find a first edition of Rudyard Kipling's books prior to 1930, it would have a swastika and his name in a circle stamped or embossed on the cover or the first page. It had become very meaningful for him due to his time in India, but the new associations with the Nazi Party were abhorrent to him, and he stopped using it. Likewise, we have a history of changing books that we disagree with. Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is one of the most well-known examples, with publications that have changed the syntax to Slave Jim and the famous edition that literally printed the phrase N-word everywhere that the colloquial language of the day appeared. In both cases, these changes undermine the basic point of the work, but they also show us just how powerful words are, that words can scare us so much that we must find someone to go back and re-edit an entire book in 2 different generations so that it won't upset us so much. What are we so afraid of? Is it our own darker nature that we might be capable of the abhorrent acts that we condemn in others? I have to wonder, though, if we aren't actually demeaning and even unconsciously trying to erase the struggles of those who have come before us. By changing Huck Finn to say N-word, does that really apologize for generations of Jim Crow, slavery, and degradation? Or does it lessen in our minds the monumental struggle that our forebears had to bring our society this far along the road to equality? Listening to James Joyce's Ulysses read aloud recently, I was reminded that Bloom, the main character, is half Jewish. And even though the first president of the Republic of Ireland was Jewish, one of the many themes that emerges in the book is both the latent and overt anti-Semitism in that society and time. It was a reality. As a Jewish person in 2015, I find many of the words and innuendos surprising and some insulting. But does that mean that I shouldn't read the book? Do I honor my ancestors and their struggles by deciding that it is too upsetting to think about and ignoring it instead? Perhaps instead of focusing on what we find so upsetting about the symbols of our lives, maybe it is time to ask ourselves the question, what can we learn from the meanings of these symbols? Are they here to reinforce and make us uncomfortable? Or can we make a deeper study and make them symbols of transformation instead?